Jim Taylor back on WMJ and WMJ.com. We're on the WMJ Sports Line on this Saturday, and we're talking to the site creator. I tell you, it's a great, great site, IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. We're talking about the Glory Days website, closed or defunct high schools across the landscape of Illinois. And I tell you what, Dave Nanigay, I was thinking about it today when I set up this interview. Let's have a round-robin Thanksgiving tournament next week with the Joy Bulldogs, Seton Wolves, Keysburg Blackhawks, New Windsor Norsemen, and Viola Lumberjacks. Everybody gets one game. So everybody gets four games, rather. So that's the perfect setup for a round-robin Thanksgiving tournament. What about that? Come on, man. High school glory days right there.
Oh, but I'd be excited for you. I'd be there right in line to see it. I'd hope it'd be held in one of those old, nice, they used to call them cracker box gyms, you know. That's the best. That's the ones that I like to cover the best and to enjoy writing about.
Is it just me, or did we lose all kinds of creativity with nicknames in this state? When I mention those nicknames, the Norsemen, Lumberjacks, Blackhawks, Wolves, and Bulldogs, that's a nice combination of five nicknames. I don't know if I'm just getting an old guy. I'm an old guy now, and I think there's not much creativity. There's too many, you know, I don't know how many Titans there are now and the Tigers and names of that nature. I miss those type of nicknames from those five schools I just mentioned.
I would agree with you. I have when I did an interview before, someone had asked me about that, so I took the time to go through and I have an actual page that has nicknames listed of all the high schools that we have. We're still missing quite a few, but if you look on there, there's actually, of the closed high schools that are on our site, the most common was the Eagles. 39 schools were the Eagles that are now closed, and you go all the way down through it, the Wildcats, Indians, Bulldogs, Tigers, and then we have an area that says most unusual. There was Buckley, Illinois, was called the Dutch Masters, and there was the Red Peppers of Carlisle and the Hummers of Hurst Bush High School, and you know, those kind of things. We enjoy that. I enjoy reading those too, and I agree with you. I know that when Mineral, where I'm from, made their mascot, that was in 1941 or 42, the coach wanted to have a mascot, and the kid looked up the area, and he called them the Leopards because no team in the area was the Leopards. And so I enjoy those kind of stories, and I hope I agree with you. I wish there were still more common and fighting-type nicknames like that.
That's interesting. You said that about the Eagles, because we're a consolidated district. You know, Aledo and Westmore, the Green Dragons and Warriors, and became the Eagles in 2009. So that's interesting. So let's back up. And again, you need to bookmark or favorite or whatever you want to do with this website. We're talking about the Illinois Glory Days website. It's IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. Dave Nanigay, I know you have some other partners that are involved in this, but I think this labor of love, I don't know if it's fair to call it that, started, what, 12 years ago? Why don't you take us back to where the idea came from?
Well, I started it in February of 2005, and what happened was in the summer of 2004, I had worked with Kevin Hieronymus. He's the sports editor for the Bureau County Republican in Princeton, and he used to have an annual Hall of Fame induction ceremony for Bureau County. He still does it, but it's no longer an actual ceremony. But at that time, it was an actual ceremony, and I got the list of the best teams from Mineral High School. And as I dug into it, it was absolutely amazing. This is a town of 260 people. Even back in those days, it was no more than 260 people, but of course there were a lot more farmers, so the school was a little bigger. But some of the teams that they had a team in 47 that went 28-4, and they had 15 boys in high school. They had a team in 41 that went 29-6, and they had 14 boys in high school. There was actually articles written about them that said tiny Mineral, but with 14 boys, 28 victories, that's two victories for each boy in the entire school, and that's freshman through senior year of high school. So when I looked into that, and Kevin was kind enough to induct six of those teams, the district champions, into the Hall of Fame, the response was incredible. It was by far their biggest turnout for that event. Over 400 people showed up, and 350 of them were from Mineral wearing their green shirts and still cheering to this day. And, you know, my own grandma, who was 92 at the time, she was there with a Mineral pennant and waving it and singing the fight song. And so what it inspired me to think, if this happened for this small town on this one occasion, can we not, and all of the things I found out through that, the memories and the ideas and the things that happened that probably would have been forgotten had we not dug into it, if it happened for that little town, why can't we focus this and make it bigger and for every town similar to Mineral? And it doesn't matter if it's just, I love the small towns, but it, to me, it's for anyone who's high school, who had the pain, and to me, it's a pain to see your high school close or your high school change its name that you had once attended. Why can't we have something where we can memorialize all of these memories and all of these records and all of these accomplishments for these schools? And my first idea was to do a building, but of course, there's a huge cost in that. So I found that out very quickly. So someone had suggested the web internet, and I found a website provider that, is a reasonable monetarily, and I started it then, and it has grown beyond my wildest dreams since then. We started with Mineral, and we're up to, I have to look it up, but it's about 1,700 schools now that we have on there, unfortunately, that are closed, but it's been quite a journey.
1,700. My goodness, Dave Nanagay, that is impressive. And how it's set up, it's pretty neat because, it's a user-friendly site, and I'll call it interactive, too, because you're always looking for input from the person that is surfing the web and surfing this site. So, if, you know, you're always looking for data or information or pictures or something that can be attached to maybe a specific page on a specific school, and I know it's pretty easy to navigate, you know, in alphabetical order of the town name or the school name, and you know, you're talking about it, you know, memorializing this, and I look at it kind of two ways. I think there's sadness when you look at it. I there's no question when you see the landscape in Illinois and you lose a lot of those memories, but I think it's a great celebration though too. I mean, it's both. I mean, if you grew up in that era, and when you see the landscape change in Illinois, you're sad. But then to see a person that really makes a serious effort to celebrate that, I think it's important to say it, too, that it's a celebration. Would you agree?
I 100% agree. And that's what I found with, you know, just my biggest joy out of the website is when I get those emails. And if you go to the there's a quotes page on there, quotes and comments page, and you can read some of the comments from people. And, you know, one guy wrote me and said, I think it was Springfield Fightchins, they have On Wisconsin as their fight song. And when you open some of these pages, if I know the fight song and I can find the tune, I'll put it on there. And he said he darn near jumped out of his chair and began singing, you know, so that's the kind of things I hope that people get out of this. Like you said, I don't want it to be sad. I find it sad because the reality of it all is for these smaller towns and doing our research and looking through is the towns were really, really farm-oriented. And if you go back into those 40s and 30s, the farmer would be able to raise a family of five or six kids, you know, and they would always have five or six kids, and they would raise them on a farm of maybe 40 to 80 acres, you know, and be able to sustain it. And so those towns were surrounded by farm kids just nonstop. Well, as farming technology got better, you have, one farmer running, 1,500, 2,000 acres, and that, you know, really replaces the need for all those farmers and those kids. So it's just a reality of life, and the reality is when the kids leave the school, you know, it's harder to keep that school going. So, but I agree with you 100% going back to that. I hope that it's a celebration for people, and I hope the first thing they think of is when I see these pictures of these kids, you know, back in the day they were kids in the 40s holding up a trophy, I try to think about that time and think about how happy they were that day and how happy the town was that day, and to say that, you know, hey, at one time we had this going, and it's a good thing to keep alive.
So you just answered the why, basically, of why we see, you know, high schools, the demographics just tell you, you know, why they close and why consolidation is occurring in, you know, we've seen that a lot in our area of the state. All right, give me something. So you've been doing this for 12 years. Is there something where maybe reaction from somebody that has got a hold of you, not necessarily provided you information, that kind of maybe brought you to your knees? Or is there something that somebody, some tidbit of information that somebody gave you and you're like, wow, this is amazing? I mean, give me something that, you know, in your 12 years of doing this, if I'd say, Dave Nanigate, tell me one of the most interesting things that's ever happened to you since you've been doing this in 12 years. I know that's probably a tough question, but go.
I think really the what I get the biggest kick out of, and it's really kind of strange, because one of the guys who works on the site with me is Kev Varney, and Kevin, he enjoys working on the Chicago schools in spite of me living here. I really enjoy working on the Minerals and the Burnsides and the North Hendersons and the schools that are the really tiny schools. But I get such a kick out of the, you know, if you go back into the 30s, 20s, 30s, and 40s, and even in, well, I guess up until 72 when they finally did the two-class system for basketball, but there were so many great stories of a tiny school that would take on the big giants. And one of the stories that I remember, Burnside in your area was a great, had a great team, couple of teams that won 30 games back in the 50s. You can look that up, or maybe it was the late 40s, but, and they played some big schools. And then there was this team, Potomac, which is on the east side of the state, played Pekin, and Pekin was a school of 1,500, and Potomac at that time was just barely 100 kids, and they won that game. And, of course, you know, everybody knows the Hebron story, but, you know, Hebron is the most famous, obviously, because they won the state championship, but there was many, many schools, and one was Simpson, in the very southern part of the state, had 16 kids in the whole high school. And they ended up in the Sweet 16 that year.
Holy smokes.
And this is going back to the 40s or 50s. And they lost to the team of Jacksonville, which ended up being fourth that year. But and they only lost them by a few points. But it is, those are the kind of things that I just get a kick out of. I get a kick out of stories of you know, a coach. This Buster Bartholomew was a great coach. I think he coached up in your area, too. Maybe I have to. I wish I would have that information. I didn't, but... He started his coaching career down in Ben Funk, Shirley Ben Funk area, but that's down by Springfield. But Buster Bartholomew had, he's missing half an arm, and but he played baseball in the town baseball team. And back in those days, the coaches were bus drivers. They were teachers. They were, and coached all three sports, if they had three sports, you know. But those are the kind of stories that I just get such a kick out of. And like I said, if you go back to the quotes page, I try to get some of those. But when people write me and say, thank you so much for remembering our school and for remembering us and our accomplishments, that's where I just get re-motivated to keep this going. And as long as I'm still here, and I'm hopefully going to see a few more years, I'm only 56, but I hope to see that continuing. That helps motivate me to keep it going.
Yeah, well, and if you need a testimonial from me, keep it going, because I love it. And again, I tell everybody out there, man, it's IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. Again, you said Burnside. What was their? I'm not even. I sound like a dummy here. What was their nickname, and where are they located at?
Oh well, I'm gonna grab it right now. It was the Burnside. They were the Little Giants. And they are in Hancock County, actually.
Yeah, okay. Down near Carthage.
About 20 miles west of Macomb. And, we have one of our guys, Phil Shadid, he does a lot of these smaller towns in that area. And he wrote a nice article about them. But in 1937, they were 20-1, and which means they were undefeated, but, you know, lost to Knoxville in overtime in the sectional tournament. They won a regional, which was, back in those days, that was That was big. I mean, winning the district was nice, but winning the regional back in those days meant you beat all the bigger towns in the area.
All right, so I got a sixth team then for my Thanksgiving tournament next week. The Burnside Little Giants can come in from Hancock, and we'll play this tournament down at the old Keesburg High School.
So, well, you know what, I was going to point out to you, if you went to, I have it so many listed in different ways, which, you know, just things have come up over the years, and I actually have them all listed by, there's a page that lists every one of them by county. And, you know, and if you go to that page, you can go up to every county. I even have a map of the state of Illinois, so you can look up the county, or if you want to see the surrounding counties, what towns there did things. But if you look at Mercer County, you know, you had Aledo High School, which, you know, some people kind of argue with me and say, hey, Aledo's still open, but Aledo Green Dragons are no longer there. You know, and Aledo High School diploma with Aledo High School on it is no longer there. So we decided that we would just add schools like that at the time that they merged and became Mercer County. And I hope no one's offended by that, but it is fun to memorialize that. And certainly Aledo, one of their claims to fame is obviously football. And Ted Varney and Tom Sikorsky just did a great research project on the top 100 winningest football programs of all time. And in Illinois history, and Aledo came out right now. I think they're in 31st all time. That counts the Mercer County ones, but as far as the Glory Days site, they're number two all time in number of wins for closed high schools. That'll, you know, they can't improve on that, so they'll always be number two, I think, unless some other high school closes that that maybe we'll add later, but hopefully not. But and then you have Aledo had an academy, which was open in the 1800s. They had Roosevelt Military Academy, which was open. Then you have Alexis, which had a phenomenal program. But I can go, you know, and my, again, I tell you, my favorites come down to these little schools like Cable. Cable is basically a crossroads, but they had a high school at one time, you know. Those are the kinds of schools I really enjoy looking at. I hope others do, too.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned Roosevelt Military Academy in Aledo. It closed in 74, 75, somewhere around there. And they just accepted, and it's sad for me, but, and I think a lot of people in town, they just, this week, they're opening bids to demolish the final two remnants of the standing RMA buildings that are left. And I think one of them is the North Barracks and the other is Niles Hall. They were residential dorms for the cadets that attended school, but that the buildings have fallen into disrepair and they can't be saved. So that's kind of a sad testament of what's happening to the Roosevelt Military Academy. All right, as we wrap up here, again, the website, I could talk to Dave probably about 2 hours or maybe 3 hours. All right. Yeah, and I want to tell, you know, our listening audience, all right, IllinoisHSGloryDays.com. Now, you're always trying to add to your collection. And there's 1,700 some odd schools, closed schools, defunct schools on your Glory Days website. And we're talking about just Illinois. So if there's somebody out there in our listening audience that has something from the Seton Wolves, the Joy Bulldogs, the Keesburg Blackhawks, I love the Norsemen, the New Windsor nickname, and the Viola Lumberjacks. What do they do? Just go to that website, and I know there's a contact us page there, and they can get a hold of you, and I know you'd probably be very appreciative of that type of information.
If you go to the bottom of every single page on the site is my email address. It's ihsgdwebsite@comcast. But anyway, it's at the bottom of each page. And you can fill out there's a contact us, there's a page just for that, but if you go to the bottom of that website, email me, I will always respond. I cannot promise, I have 2,000 emails currently sitting that I still have to get on the website. So, and I try to keep up as best I can, you know, it's a never-ending process. I ask, people send me requests all the time for transcripts and that, I don't have access to that type of thing. You know, that would be way too big of an undertaking, and they wouldn't allow that anyway. But I'm looking for any information, anything that you found interesting. I would post memories. I always post memories at the bottom of every page. If people write me a memory of their time in high school, and, you know, as long as it's clean and pleasant, you know, I try to keep that in mind. But I will post that kind of stuff. I enjoy it very much. And I think that's the best thing about this site. It's first of all, it's free. Second of all, I think we capsulize and we memorialize all this information so that we hopefully will never forget it and be able to have it for generations ahead for these smaller towns and these areas that and for relatives of these people who attended there that they have a place to go. I get emails like that all the time. Hey, my grandmother attended there, and do you have any information? And some we'll do our best to find something, but again, bottom of every page, we have an email address that you can send me information on. I'm more than happy to. Don't be mad at me. You know, some people send me information, and I'll put it up, and someone else will write me and say, that's not right. You know, our memories aren't always perfect, but, you know, the intent is always the best of intentions for each one of these pages. So if you have anything, please, I beg of you, write to me and let me know, even if it's just a wonderful memory that you have of your school. I'd love to see it and post it on there.
All right. So, again, Dave and I are going to try and get a round-robin Thanksgiving tournament next week. Joy Bulldogs, Seton Wolves, Keysburg Blackhawks, Windsor Norsemen, Biola Lumberjacks, and the Burnside Little Giants. They're the wild card in all this thing coming up from Hancock County. I want a New Windsor Norsemen throwback jersey for Christmas, too. So, Dave, happy holidays to you, man. You got a great thing going. It's Illinois HS Glory Days. com, bookmark it, favorite it, whatever. It's a great site, and keep up the tremendous work with that site, and I really enjoyed the visit today.
Thank you very much, James. Really appreciate it.
All right, the Illinois HSGloryDays.com, created some 12 years ago. Dave Nanigay with us on the WMJ Sports Line.